What's up? It's your boy Remus, and welcome to the Champ Set Podcast, the podcast for champions.
What's up? It's your boy Remus, and listen, on these streets, they call me the maker of masters, the crafter of champions, the weaver of wise. They call me the doubt killer, belief filler, because I'm the one that's going to convince you that you're a winner. We're a gang, we're an army, we're a squad, we're a group of winners with the most ambitious fighters and athletes. And we do everything to get the win, because to us, allowing a loss is a sin. This is the home for champions in training. This is the Champ Set Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the aftermath of Deontay Wilder's fight against Dominic Brazil. And in that fight, if you didn't watch it, it was a short fight anyway. So it's one of those ones where you go to the toilet, you go to get popcorn or whatever, you go to get something, and you come back and the fight is just finished. Because Wilder knocked Brazil out in one round. It took him 2 minutes. And to be honest, that's better than what I was expecting. I was thinking maybe three rounds, maybe four. But it shows the level of difference between, you know, Wilder and the elite or the other guys at the top. There's only three, four top guys in that weight division. That's Wilder. That's obviously AJ. That's Tyson Fury. And possibly, I think, Dillian White. But then after that, there's just no one else. But in this fight, I think it's a... there's not really much to say on the fight because of the fact it was so quick. But what we could say is that for Deontay Wilder, one thing you can learn in terms of the strategy and the tactics is the fact that he threw, even though the right hand is so strong and he knocked him out, and you look at him and you're like, ah, damn, as soon as he throws that right hand, these guys are just falling down. And it looks like a lead. And a lot of commentators and stuff would say that's a lead punch. But it's also important to remember that Wilder set up that punch by throwing the left hand. So sometimes it lands so easy and you think, why did it land so easy? But a lot of the reason is because he's still setting it up, even though a lot of people kind of missed that, you know, because the first punch he threw was a jab. It wasn't really meant to hurt or really meant to even land hard, but he still lands it in a way that just distracts, sets up, pushes the opponent's body upwards so that it's like right in line. So he measures and occupies with the jab, and then he lands the right hand and takes that guy out. And then also what you can learn from the fight is the fact that after the fight, right, this is what Wilder said. He said, what did he say? He said right after in the press conference, the post-fight press conference, that he wants to fight AJ by saying, well, we're the top guys. We can just face each other. And if we lose, we just fight again. If we lose, we just fight again. It's no problem. These are the type of fights where you can fight two, three, five times, like four times, maybe even five times. And no one complains because the heavyweight division is small and there's not many. I mean, there's the top guys. And then that's it, really, to be honest. It's just like they can keep fighting and no one's going to complain. Like, no one's going to complain if they see Wilder face Fury three times. You know what I'm saying? Because they're evenly matched and we want to see what's going to happen. And it's funny because I was watching a movie / documentary about Muhammad Ali yesterday. And I was just thinking these guys were just on another level, right? And they was fate, like Fraser and Ali facing each other three times, right? And I know in this generation, a lot of people want the fights to marinate and all of that stuff. But why does it need to? Because they're the top guys anyway. We're going to pay to see them anyway. And there's that aspect of maybe you don't want to fight so much because of the health and stuff. But to be honest, you're going to fight someone anyway. You might as well fight a top guy. You might as well make history. And I think that's a mindset that people in this era, they don't have. They don't have that mindset of, let's just fight. Let's just fight. Let's do it again. Let's do it again. Let's do it 100 times if need be. Let's settle who's the real top dog, you know? And that mindset, it kind of takes away from the grittiness. It kind of takes away from the tenaciousness that the fighters of the old days would have, because they just cared about fighting rather than the stuff outside, like the contracts, all of that, right? Even though that is important to kind of look at. But I think the fighter who has that mentality is more likely gonna be the one that's gonna be able to win the most, to be honest. And then also, what was funny about this fight is the fact that Wilder, in the post-fight press conference, he said afterwards, like right in the ring, he said, you know, I told Dominic I love him. I want to see him go to home to his family. And, you know, I love this sport. We should be able to just, like, embrace and stuff and tell each other I love you. And it's funny because leading up to the fight, there was controversy over the fact that he said that he wants to kill him. He's happy to kill him. And it just shows you what I was saying before about the two different sides. There's two different characters. There's two different personalities. There's two different, it's really two different states. Even if you're not someone who identifies as someone who has two different personalities, you still have different states that you have access to. And when you're in the, when you're in fight mode and you're leading up to a fight, that's what you need to embody. You need to embody the state, which is just determined, just focused, just ready to fight, ready to take this guy out. And you do have bad intentions, but it's not really so attached to you as a person. It's more just coming out of that specific state that you're accessing, because that state guarantees the win. That state, it guarantees that you're going to be the baddest motherfucker out there and no one's going to be able to touch you. And then you see it after, because all of a sudden he's like, oh, I want him to go home with his family and stuff. But the last thing I'll say is this. It's important for the top guys to face each other, just because, like, what else are you in the sport for? No one really wants to see fighters fight guys that are, you know, like we knew before this fight that, or most of us knew that Wilder was going to win. I know some people wanted to be a bit different and think that Dominic was going to pose a tough test. To be honest, most people didn't really think that. And in this era, as I said before, there's too much marinating. There's too much planning. Let's just get on. Let's get on with it. Let's go for this guy. Let's try to take him out and really decide who's number one. And then the last thing I'd say is this. Me personally, after watching that fight, it does kind of make me think, oh, damn, like, I thought AJ would kind of beat him. And I still do, to be honest, but that it's kind of scary, because you think if Wilder lands that right hand, damn, it's so strong. So what's going to happen? So after this fight, I would personally say that I still believe AJ would beat Wilder when they face. But Wilder kind of swung it in his favor a little bit. And I think that AJ has he has a great opportunity, because you look at everything as an opportunity rather than just like these hard tests. He has a great opportunity to show that, nah, he's going to, you know, finish off Wilder in spectacular fashion if he takes care of Ruiz when he has his fight soon, which is next month. So that's all I'm going to say. I hope you guys are doing good in training or whatever's going on in your life. Stay focused. Let's get this greatness. Let's get this success. Champs up.